From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military says it seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who have caused social and economic hardship. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation that could lead to violence. Armored vehicles were seen blocking roads to government offices, parliament, and the courts. The finance minister has reportedly been detained. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and ruling ZANU-PF party. Monday, General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independent fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. John Campbell is a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia, and he expressed pride in what he said was accomplished, including making trade more fair.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
Mr. Trump also warned North Korea remains a major global military threat and plans to discuss those two matters soon. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake. Hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the Iranian city Kermanshah, promising the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbandakan Dam said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the biggest since the dam was built more than half a century ago. But he said there was a slim chance the dam would collapse. Kenya's Supreme Court has reportedly rejected the participation of the main opposition coalition in petitions challenging President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory in last month's election. Opposition leader Raila Odinga's NASA coalition hoped to overturn the results of the ballot, a do-over from the August 8 election, which the court annulled over widespread irregularities. A Trump administration official has expressed concern over the Cambodian government detention of the main opposition leader, along with restrictions on the press and civil society. Matt Pottinger, a deputy assistant secretary of state, met in Manila with Cambodia's foreign minister on the sidelines of an East Asia summit. Opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in September and accused of plotting treason in what's viewed as a growing crackdown on opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento Tuesday, killing four before being shot dead by police. Phil Johnston is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded, including two children at a local elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million, a world record of its kind. Francois Curiel is the Asia-Europe director at the auction house Christie's.
The Gounod diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well above the asking price of $25 million. Three U.S. collegiate basketball players at the University of Southern California, Los Angeles are back in the U.S., after being detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting. The case was taken up by President Donald Trump during his Asia trip in talks with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Mr. Trump said that what they allegedly did was unfortunate and they could have faced long prison terms. They were in China to compete against Georgia Tech in Shanghai. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.